All right, we're doing Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Okay, it says, a poor person makes a deceitful scale, but the hand of the diligent makes wealth. Okay, now the first question is that there has to be a comparison between the first side and the second, the first half of the verse and the second half of the verse. And there is none, because the second half of the verse is talking about diligent, and the first part of the verse is talking about poor, so they can't compare diligent with poor. They have nothing to do with each other. Okay? So the verse doesn't even make sense until you have some type of comparison. Therefore, we must say there are two causes for being poor. One cause for being poor is circumstance makes you poor. Something goes wrong in business and you're poor. There's another reason why you're poor is because you're lazy. So therefore, you must say that the pasuk is talking about lazy and diligent is a comparison because they're opposites. And opposites are a comparison. Okay? So, we're talking about a lazy person who is poor, who makes a deceitful scale. Okay? That is what the first half of the verse is talking about. So, the question is, you might be lazy, but is a lazy person dishonest? I mean, he's saying by definition, a lazy person is dishonest. I mean, I don't know if that's true. The answer is that lazy is a person that wants results and the means doesn't make a difference. In other words, he doesn't want the means, he wants the result. Now, if the means doesn't make a difference, so then dishonesty could be there. He wouldn't be a mafia guy, because to be a mafia, you can't be lazy. But the thing is that you can be lazy, in this deceitful way that you make a deceitful scale. Deceitful scale, by the way, is where they used to have a pound weight on one side, and let's say you're buying butter and you put it on the other side, so when it's equal, you have the pound butter. Deceitful scales, you scratch off a little bit of the weight, so that you're getting less than a pound of butter. So it's not even noticeable. But the thing is that therefore a lazy person can be deceitful. Now the thing is, sometimes you see lazy people that are not deceitful. The answer is they might have a fear of getting caught, but they don't see in reality why they should not be deceitful. You see? So the thing is that if it's because he has a fear of getting caught or some guilt or some other thing, that is not... That we don't say is the reason why you should not be deceitful. You should not be deceitful, according to Mishle, you should not be deceitful because you should see the harm in cheating and stealing, taking away other people's money without their knowledge. You understand? Or with their knowledge, I mean altogether, it doesn't make a difference. In this case, it would be without their knowledge. So the thing is that even if you see a person that has a fear of getting caught, it doesn't mean that he's on the level of a Mishlei. He would cheat, but the fear of getting caught stops him. And we're saying that the reason why he should not cheat is because he sees the truth and reality of the consequences. Now the second half says, but the hand of the diligent makes wealth. Okay? Now, first of all, if there are people that are diligent by the way they were raised, but King Solomon always makes a distinction between intelligence and foolishness, or justice and evil. But he never makes a distinction. King Solomon never makes a distinction between just being diligent by personality. Okay? So the thing is that you have to say diligent to King Solomon is a result of his knowledge. That knowledge tells him that he should be diligent. In other words, knowledge tells him that he should think things through and then carry it through, okay, through Chachma, and that he has to work out through Chachma, okay? So that's the, so, but the hand of the diligent means that he is wise, okay? And therefore because of his wisdom, he is diligent. Okay? Now the question is, you could be diligent and wise, and you could know all the ways of business, but things go wrong. Okay? So why does it say he makes a wealth? Okay? So, the answer is that King Solomon is not talking about, King Solomon is only talking about decision making. He's only talking about making decisions. In other words, there are two things that you need for success in the physical world. One is you need to make correct decisions, and two, the laws of nature don't run against you. There's sometimes things that happen that just go against what you're trying to do. King Solomon, the book of Mishlei, Proverbs, is only talking about where to make correct decisions. That half of life, in other words, the decision making, how to make correct decisions and why you should not make incorrect decisions. What's the consequence of incorrect decisions? But if you make the correct decision, there's still another factor, and that is that that's why we pray to God, because sometimes we can't pray to God if it's in our ability. If it's in our ability, then we don't pray to God. But if it's not in our ability, we cannot do it for some reason, and it's not in our hands, that is where we pray to God so that he should help us on the facts that we don't have control over. Okay? We're going to do... Oh, just one